I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Gardeners from moister climes are faced with all sorts of desert surprises. The sheer speed of water evaporation is one, of course. However, even the very soil is seldom what outlanders expect. In the valley bottoms, rapid changes between sand, silt, clay, and gravel reflect past meanderings of the river. And different treatments may be necessary in areas separated by a few feet. High water tables may produce dying plants and a whitish bloom on the soil. Salt-bearing water, drawn upward by capillary action, evaporates, depositing minerals with disastrous results. On valley and bosom slopes, a hard whitish substance, the infamous caliche, cements rocks and soil particles into a layer impervious to water and roots. Throughout, except in areas of river bottom that once were wetlands, soil organic matter is scanty, and if added by the gardener, soon decays in the heat. Lacking organic matter, the very structure of the soil, so important for fertility, is degraded. All in all, a difficult place to practice agriculture. And just think how much more difficult for Native Americans before modern technology. I'm Florence Schwein.